And the music means it's time for Sports Club. Coming to you at this very special time this Sunday morning. Sorry it was so late, but man, I was under the weather a lot of this week. And on top of, you know, life in general, just probably the latest I've ever done a show. Sorry about it, but so here we go. And yes, I'm going to include the Thursday night game because it needs to get talked about. Of course, the big news this week was that Ron Rivera was let go in Carolina. Now, to me, that makes no sense, but his owner basically said this is the league is skewing offensively, so he wants an offensive coach. Okay, well, enjoy third and fourth place, and or probably fourth place because Bruce Arians is a way better coach than you, than anybody you're probably going to hire over there, so the Bucks are going to be at least third. So, I mean, I don't get it. What I think this came down to was Ron Rivera was going to get rid of trade Cam Newton in the offseason, and I think David Tepper wants to keep him. And he's like, well, if you're not on board with that, then we'll get rid of you. Enjoy that. And now to save face, so that that rumor won't be truth, I guess, even though it probably is, they'll still trade him, and they'll say they're going to do that all along. Because that's the way they seem like they're going to play it. But I'll be honest, Jason Garrett gets let go in Dallas, I'd look at Ron Rivera. Dan Quinn gets let go here in Atlanta, I'd look at Ron Rivera. They call him Riverboat Ron. He likes to take chances. They are calculated risks. They are not off the top of his head risks. He's going to bring with him a good pedigree. He has a lot of connections. There's no telling who he could bring across. He could bring Norv Turner as an offensive guy, coordinator from Carolina. I feel like he'd be a great pickup. To me, Ron Rivera or Mike McCarthy would be people that teams looking for coaches should be looking at. If you want to look other places, that's fine as well. But as far as who's available, I mean, coordinator-wise, even, you got to look at Jay Gruden. There's a lot of names out there right now, and those are names you need to keep in mind. And I know Atlanta fans and Dallas fans are like, we still have our coach. Well, yeah, I think it's a foregone conclusion that both of you are going to end up with different coaches next year. That's why I said, why not McCarthy or Rivera? They're two I would absolutely look at. Let's get to the action real quick. Could be a quick show. Who knows? Last Thursday, of course, we had Buffalo 26, Dallas 15. This was the midday Thanksgiving game. The Cowboys just looked discombobulated. They looked like they were in chaos. And Buffalo is a really good team. They've got a stout defense. Josh Allen is learning to make less mistakes and actually carry the team at times. And they trounced the Cowboys. Chicago 24, Detroit 20. Trubisky had a pretty good game. Now, granted, you could say Detroit was on their third-string quarterback. Hey, they did score 20 points, too. Detroit is still going to be middle of the pack. Chicago is trying to find a way to get right up in the Packers' business, and so far they're not that far away from doing that. They get the Thursday win there. New Orleans 26, Atlanta 18. Boy, this was a lot closer than any of us thought, right? The Saints just could not pull away far enough. And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, that's 8 points. Yeah, that's one score. That's one score and a two-point conversion. The Falcons showed some promise, but the Saints made some mistakes that allowed allowed Matt Ryan to put points on the board. Matt Ryan and Blake Bortles are the king of the garbage time scores. Now, Matt scores a lot of points other places where Blake didn't. But when it comes down to the game is not really on the line anymore, Matt Ryan has a lot of points. And, hey, it's like freebie points. If they're out there, you might as well take them. I'm not going to fault him at all for that. But New Orleans keeps cruising there. Cleveland 13, Pittsburgh 20. Pittsburgh. Turns out Duck Hodges might be a golden goose. He's playing well. And Cleveland continues to confuse everyone as to how good they may actually be. I think they're right about where we think they are. And yeah, I think the Cowboys are right in that spot, too. They are good enough to win some games. And not quite good enough to do it consistently. I think both those teams are in that weird area there. Dallas is slightly more talented. So, you know, the coaching change could mean a difference there. But at the same time, it is what it is. Pittsburgh takes that victory, and they're actually sitting right on the edge of being in the playoffs. Green Bay 31, New York Giants 13. Aaron Rodgers was showing himself again in a great way. He's able to pounce on an opportunity, and the Giants need a lot more help than swapping back to Eli as their quarterback. Yeah, Giants fans, all you guys that keep like control of Cowboy fans, at least they have more of their act together, and they're not having to go back to a 40-year-old. Quarterback. But a big win for Green Bay. They're going to continue to roll. They are one of the sneaky teams to watch out for in the playoffs. I say sneaky because nobody's talking about it. Everybody's saying Saints. Everybody's saying 49ers. Ravens. If Aaron Rodgers and this team is in the playoffs, I don't want to see them. They're going to beat somebody really, really badly. Philadelphia 31. Miami 37. One of the biggest wins of the year, not just for the Dolphins, but wow, this smashed Philadelphia, knocked them down a peg. You can tell the players are buying into the Miami head coach. They are buying into this guy, and they should. He's a good coach. He ran out all the people and got the people out of the town that didn't want to be there. And so the players he has now are all wanting to play and play hard, and so they do. Good win for Miami. Forget about their draft this and that. They're playing to win. Herm Edwards said, "You play to win the game. Front office wants to try to tank. That's one thing. But the Miami Dolphins players, they want to win." Tampa Bay 28, Jacksonville 11. In one of the many battles of Florida. Yeah, Tampa Bay might be the better team of the three anyway. Jacksonville, just, they have a lot of issues. I think Doug Marrone is probably going to be out there. And it's a mess. It's a mess. Tennessee 31, Indianapolis 17. Ryan Tannehill is showing not only his true talent and worth, but I told you guys to watch out for Tennessee, and I told you guys it would all pivot on when they move from Mariota to Tannehill. I keep saying it week in and week out, and yet Tennessee is right there at the top of their division. I still believe in you, Titans. And I think a lot of other people are starting to as well. New York Jets, might as well be the Giants. 6, Cincinnati 22. Bengals get their first win. Dalton gets first win of the year. They're still going to get a top pick in the draft. They're not worried about that. They needed this win. And they stopped a Jets team that had been railroading people lately. So, congratulations, Cincinnati. I think Zach Stacy's a pretty good coach. He's getting them to buy in. It's just they don't have a lot of talent and depth up there right now. Give them a draft or so. Cincinnati's going to come back. Washington 29, Carolina 21. This helped get Ron Rivera out the door. I don't know why it was this game in particular, because it could have been a... I mean, it just, this game, there wasn't a whole lot about this game outside of it being a loss that would have made me fire a coach. But Redskins get another win. It's like, okay, sure. Not much harm, no foul, because neither of these are playoff teams. So, just another solid game for your Redskins fan. San Francisco 17, Baltimore 20. The Ravens prevail in the war of attrition. It came down to a Justin Tucker field goal. San Francisco showed that if you have the personnel and the scheme, that you can combat the Ravens. And the Ravens showed you gotta still outlast me. And San Francisco just couldn't quite do it. I think it was about 4 or 5 minutes to go, I saw Kyle Shanahan look at the clock and just shake his head. He knew Baltimore's gonna run the clock and they're gonna kick a field goal and they're gonna beat me, and there's not a whole lot I can do about it. He tried run a bunch of different kinds of schemes. Didn't quite come up there, but it was a good game. Real good game, real battle. LA Rams 34, Arizona 7. Arizona, I guess, took a break from being a pretty good team this year, and the Rams got their get-right game. Maybe the one to get back on track. I still think they're going to miss the playoffs. There's just not enough room over there between surging Seattle and San Francisco. It's going to be hard for them to get out of their division. LA Chargers 20, Denver 23. The main note I have here is there a way the LA Chargers have not lost a game? They find the most LA Charger ways to lose every close game. It's crazy, and it just makes no sense. I can't even blame Phillip Rivers for this one, but they're going to need a couple personnel changes, I think, to really make things go. For next season, because they're in another division, they're just going to get left behind if they can't figure it out. Oakland 9, Kansas City 40. Yeah, this was Oakland's whoops game, and this was Kansas City's get right, let's get back on track game. The Raiders just stayed behind Mahomes and crew the whole time. I know they can compete with them, and just for some reason they decided not to. New England 22, Houston 28. Patriots offense just failed them again. The 22 was something against Houston, because Houston's got some defensive issues, but they couldn't figure out a way to beat Bill O'Brien, who was one of the few pupils of Belichick who have actually got a couple wins on him. And yeah, I know other ones have, but this was the Sunday Night Football, and it was good. It was a good matchup for sure. Monday Night Football was Minnesota 30, Seattle 37. You kind of feel a little bad for Minnesota. They had this one. And then Russell Wilson remembered he's Russell Wilson. And he is just one you just... He's another one like Aaron Rodgers. These are guys I do not want to see in the playoffs, because you're probably going to lose. You're probably going to lose. And then lastly, like I said, Thursday Night Football, Dallas 24... Chicago 31. It's just it wasn't this close at all. It might as well been 30-0. It wasn't this close at all. The Bears kept finding ways to win and score and kept trying. And Dallas tried, and the garbage time score is what made it as close as it is now. But it really had nothing to do with any of that. Let's see. I did not write down my picks from last week, so let's look at them now. We had Buffalo at Dallas. I told you to take Buffalo at Dallas. I told you to take Dallas in that one, of course. 0-1. I told you to take New Orleans over Atlanta. 1-1 there. Tennessee over Indianapolis. And then I said take Minnesota. Whoops. I ended up 2-2 on that one. Should have went Russell Wilson. I know better. And I still went against it. Man, I thought Cousins was gonna pull that one out. But he did not. So, let's live pick this week's games, right? Alright, well, we know. Where's the Atlanta game? There we go. We know it's going to be Panthers at the Falcons. I'm going to say take the Falcons, I think, because this is what happens. When a coach gets fired, the team either blow out wins the next week or they blow out loss. I think Carolina's going to fall apart. I think Atlanta's going to get a win. Next game. Some of these are pretty good matchups. It's just, you just kind of know one side's going to win over the other. Oh, here we go. We got to do this one. 49ers visiting the Saints. A lot of people think the 49ers are going to come into the Superdome and handle the Saints. I think it's going to be another game like it was San Francisco-Baltimore last week. Excuse me there. Take New Orleans at home. Do yourself a favor. Take New Orleans at home. Let's see. There was another game I wanted to talk about. Which one was it? There we go. Titans-Raiders. I like what the Raiders have done this year. They've been a surprise for sure. The fact that Gruden is kind of halfway got him back on track already. I definitely say ahead of schedule as far as what most of us thought. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm still on the bandwagon with the Tennessee Titans. Take the Tennessee Titans. Chiefs-Patriots could be pretty good. It may not be. Seahawks-Rams. Let's just go some unorthodox game. Let's go. Man, like I said, there are some good matchup. There we go. Let's go. The Miami Dolphins going to the New York Jets. Give me the Miami Dolphins. I really like the way they're playing right now. Like I said, they're playing for wins. They're not worried about top draft choices and such, because I think they know who they're going to get, and they're not that worried about it. But to recap, take Atlanta at home versus Carolina, take New Orleans at home versus San Francisco, take Tennessee on the road versus Oakland, and take Miami on the road versus the Jets. Now, hit a couple quick notes, and we will be on our merry way. On my way to go watch some games here in a few minutes. It should be fun. With the Hawks, the main thing I want to say is, everybody thinks it's been Trae Young, and he's been the one-man show, and that's not been the case. But Cam Reddish here lately has been on fire. And if you can get these two paired up, this is the future going forward, because you still got the Vince Carters, you still got the other guys, Bembry's and all those that are great at filling in the gaps. But if Trae Young and Cam Reddish start pairing up, goodness, this is going to be a really, really fun train to watch. Maybe even get a part of. And then lastly, UFC 246, it has been announced. It's in January. The return of Conor McGregor. He's going to face Donald Cowboy Cerrone. Cowboy ain't no slouch. And this is going to be like a welterweight, I believe, or a middleweight. It's something that McGregor hadn't fought with a whole lot before. But I think it's because he hasn't been actively fighting, so wherever his weight is now is what he's fighting at now. But wish Conor the best. I am a big Conor McGregor fan. But hey, Cowboy, you want to upset the apple cart there? Go for it. That's what it's about. You know, that's why we watch sports. If the best team won all the time, we wouldn't watch. There'd be no reason to. If the most qualified person won something, we wouldn't watch all the time. But that's going to do it for us this week. Appreciate you guys tuning in to another great edition of Sports Club. Sunday brunch is what I will call this one. But I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Shout out to all the people doing some amazing work if you listen to this show. Go Falcons. See you next week. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Shaking they boobies like Congos, man. I'm shaking the city like quakes. My haters blow in the face like Gonzo, cause I'm breaking the cake, so let's bake. I'm taking the game's mine. Y'all witness the change, it's my time. Yeah, I'm new to the game, but y'all might wanna say you whack raps, daylight saving time. I can dance, homie, I don't two-step. Y'all looking at something like a true player.